Scientists at MIT have come up with an entirely different system than the one used today for producing the pills you take. It could make medicine cheaper and more available during emergencies. But as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, pharmaceutical makers have some concerns about producing medications on demand.
Hundreds of thousands of bright pink, white, or blue tablets and capsules in all colors of the rainbow drop into bottles on sleek conveyors every hour in a sprawling building somewhere. Each batch of pills may take a month or more to make. But in a lab near Kendall Square, a mini version in the space of your kitchen refrigerator can turn out about 1,000 doses of a drug every 24 hours. It's a whole new option for drug companies.
We're giving them an alternative to traditional plants, and we're reducing the time it takes to manufacture a drug.
MIT professor of chemical engineering Alan Meyerson says the Defense Department is funding the research and might drop these devices at field hospitals for troops, in a jungle to help combat a disease outbreak, or at strategic spots around the U.S.
If there was an emergency, you could have these little plants located all over. You just turn them on and you start churning out different pharmaceuticals that are needed.
Sounds simple? It's not. This mini plant represents a sea change in both size and process. Tim Jamison, who heads the chemistry department at MIT and is one of Alan Meyerson's partners, says this is fundamentally different from the way chemistry has been done for a long time.
For roughly two centuries, to be honest.
Here's a quick summary.
The way that we tend to do chemistry is in flasks and beakers and that sort of thing, and we call that batch chemistry, one batch at a time.
That's the way virtually all pharmaceuticals are made. You synthesize big batches of chemicals, wait for them to cool down, synthesize again to create new compounds, wait for the compounds to crystallize, filter, and dry. Then you add powders to make a tablet or capsule, steps that can take months. This new device, says Jamison, produces pills in one fast, continuous process.
So we had to figure out new ways to make molecules, new ways to think about making molecules. But from my perspective, that has also provided us with a lot of opportunities that are very powerful.
Powerful in the world of chemistry, where a faster, uninterrupted process could change the way all kinds of products are made. But sticking with medicine, what if every hospital and pharmacy owns one of these devices in the not-too-distant future and makes its own pills as needed? James McQuivey is an analyst at Forrester Research.
If it can be done at lower cost, well, now here's one way at least that we could reduce the exorbitant cost of medications. And that could be a social good as well as an economic good for the people who manage to pull this off.
Now, most of the cost of an expensive drug is not the materials or manufacturing or transportation, says McQuivey. It's in the drug maker's monopoly control.
If we can distribute the manufacturing of anything, pharmaceuticals included, so that more people have the opportunity to manufacture it, well, now there will be competition among those manufacturers.
Drug makers have at least two big concerns about the widespread use of this device.
Intellectual property. That's really, I think, probably, you know, first and foremost.
Dr. Paul Benninger, who oversees pharmaceutical safety at Genzyme Sanofi, points out that drug manufacturers own exclusive rights to produce the drugs they develop for a period of time. His other worry? Safety. Who would monitor all of these machines to make sure they are making the medication as directed, with no contamination?
There are some really significant issues that this MIT project has to deal with if they're going to try and make this a successful venture.
MIT researchers say continuous monitoring will be built into the continuous production process. The FDA is developing oversight for this and other emerging technologies. On the patent concern, MIT developers say the device is making generic drugs for now, but that pharmacies or hospitals might license the right to produce new drugs in the future. For now, their focus is on making an even smaller, more portable unit, producing more and more complex drugs, and seeking FDA approval for the device. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.